Today we invite you to deepen your awareness of and to explore more the idea of the astonishing helpfulness of your helpers. Your helpers, of course, are your non-physical friends, eternal in nature, with whom you have been cavorting for quite some time, hence the word eternal. And in this series of conversations, we're inviting you to pay attention to the helpfulness that is already present, but also to begin to engage or to continue to engage or further engage in a deeper way where you're a little bit more focused, perhaps, if you wish, on how helpful your helpers are indeed being right here and right now. At this point, at this moment, your helpers are helping you have this conversation with us. And it's not our presence that is what is so helpful. It's the fact that you are physically focused, having an interaction with non-physical beings such as ourselves. Although that's not the significant part. The significant part is that your physical focus maintains itself. You have no effort required on your part to continue to be physically present and physically focused. You come in and out as you please, something we highly recommend, that you give yourself the attention that you're giving yourself right here and right now, having this attention not because it is something that's required, because it is something that you desire. Your helpers are unambiguously supporting you in this. And as much as we talk about this, as much as we can talk about it, we will literally never be able to fully describe what exactly is happening. Because every way in which we can say, this is how your helpers are helping you, it is always going to sound just a little bit like we're talking about something that they're doing that is to your benefit in a way that could possibly pull from them. That literally is not possible. So when we say your helpers are helping you, what we really mean is that they are bringing to the table that which you desire, that which you are wanting, and that which you are having. You're in the middle of this magic, and it's quite delicious. You're in the middle of some wonderfulness that's quite astonishing. You're in the middle of something delightful indeed that is easy to have, and your helpers are helping you with this. There's nothing that you need do to merit their help. That is another part that is likely going to be a little bit difficult to comprehend. You have no requirement, no obligation. You have no need to be friendly to your helpers, to be nice to them, to consider them to be special or beneficent or angelic or supernatural or practical or any other possible adjectival description you could come up with. Your helpers are helping you because it pleases them to help you. That's it. That's all there is to it, in fact. Today is the great day, the wonderful day, the magical day of your great good, and your helpers are involved in this. Again, first and foremost, they're helping you have your reality. So one way to tap into the astonishing helpfulness that your helpers are actually offering you at this moment is to go about and name what's going on. This, of course, helps you generate ideas and amplify knowingness about the nature of your relationship with your helpers. Part of the game you're playing by being physically focused is to pretend as though you're alone. And that's something that can be very delicious. It's something that can be painful. It need not be painful, but it can be if you temporarily forget that you're not really truly alone. That in fact, you're pretending to be alone. You're pretending to be individuated out, to be identified through your name and personality and your body. But that your helpers, of course, are helping you have more and more and more of what it is that you're wanting. Today is the day of your great good. Now is the time, and here is the place, and this is the moment where all of this is happening. Magic is occurring. Wonderful magic. Astonishingly helpful magic. You're in the right place at the right time, in the right way, right here and right now, because it is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Not because it's necessary, but because it's helpful. And the very definition of the word helpful really falls smack right in the middle of what your helpers are in fact helping you with. That something is amplifying without impeding, that's helpful. That something is for your benefit and to your happening on your behalf and to your benefit, that is helpful. But helpful is not directing. It isn't instructing. Although you may feel as though you're receiving instruction, because that at the moment is helpful to you in the perceiving. And that's wonderful. But your helpers are not giving you instruction. They're not teaching you anything, but they are helping you. Now, again, the simple, basic, very plain way in which your helpers are helping you right now is they're helping you have this reality, this amazing, astonishing, powerful, delicious, and delightful reality that you are indeed having. There's not anything you need do to merit this help. There's not anything you need be aware of or even focus on. You don't have to even believe any of this. You can utterly and devoutedly reject everything we're saying. You can say this is just a huge pile of shit and it doesn't make any sense. And why would it even matter? It's not going to affect the helpfulness your helpers are offering you. And not just offering you, but providing you. And that you're integrating with. And that's the other part that we think is an important thing to remember when contemplating the astonishing nature of the helpfulness that you're receiving. You're integrated into the receiving of it. You're benefiting it from it. While at the same time, you can claim that it's not happening. That you perhaps are making all of this up, or that they're not really real and it's not really happening. No, not in the way that you have been told, or that we are telling you, or the bill of goods that we're trying to sell you, which of course we're not selling anything. We're just reminding you. Your helpers are helping you, and it's astonishing. Today is the day of your great good, and the day of your great good is here and it's present. This moment today, right now, in this way, at this time, in this place, is happening. It's happening for you, it's happening on your behalf, and it is happening to your benefit. Something powerful is in play here, something amazing and something magical. There's great good happening on your behalf and to your benefit. Now, again, we can say these words again and again and again and again, and repeat them again and again and again and again, and that's all very nice. But the bottom line is still the same. You're receiving tremendous help. The help is arising for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And the primary way in which this help is arising is the manifesting of your physical reality that is happening right now, that your eyes can see and your ears can hear, your nose can smell, your fingers can touch, and if you're willing, your tongue can taste. There's no obligation. You are not required to thank your helpers. You're not required to acknowledge them. There's no requirement for anyone anywhere to do anything with this information, but it can be very helpful. One way that it can be helpful is recognizing that it's happening. Just that recognition itself. Now you may think, well, I didn't really know I needed to be aware of the fact that physical reality was manifesting for me and my helpers were helping me. True, you don't need to know that. Obviously, you have years and years of experience of just getting along quite well without knowing any of this information. That's fine. But it is helpful to notice that you're not alone in what you're doing. Even if you are in a place where there's literally no one else around, you are never alone. For your helpers are helping you have the having of what you're having. That might be something very powerful to contemplate. Now, when we say you're not alone, we don't mean that you're crowded in, that personalities are observing you and judging or making a comment even, because your helpers don't really know the specifics of your reality, because it's a dream you're having that you think is very real and is persistent and is consistent and is constant, when in fact it isn't. It's imaginary, but that's wonderful. It's imaginary in a very real way that is real to you, that you've given markers for reality, and you've said, this is what tells me that this is real. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're not doing anything wrong. This is exactly right. And we recommend that you revel in this reality that you're giving yourself and that your helpers are helping you in the having of, in the maintaining of, in the expanding of, in the amplifying of. And why are they helping you? Because this is a delicious dream. That's why. Because this is happening on your behalf and to your benefit, even if in the story of your reality, it seems like something very different is occurring. Even if you are claiming to yourself, no, this is not, this isn't what I wanted. These are not the things that I wanted to happen, and these are not the people that I wanted to meet. But the recognition of that contrast can be very powerful. Very powerful. Acknowledging that there is something going on that you don't like. Being aware of the contrast, not trying to get rid of it, not trying to ignore it, but just allowing it to be there. It puts you in a place of choice. Now, you may think this isn't that big of a deal. You may think, well, yeah, there's shit that happens and I don't like it. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but I deal with it. Well, we're suggesting you not deal with it anymore. We're suggesting that you bring your helpers to the case. When contrast arises and it helps you further amplify your desire for something, hand that amplification over to your helpers and say, here's what we're having. Okay, kids, this is what's going on. Okay, helpers, this is what's happening. This is getting better. This is amplifying. If you want something different, because you have two choices, you can have more of the same or more of different, and it's never really truly going to be the same, and it really is always different. But we're saying this in this way in order to remind you, you can't fix it because it's not broken. Whatever is happening, it doesn't get fixed. And this can be a difficult thing, we know. We've been told again and again. But it really isn't that difficult at all. All that it requires of you is to open your mind. And you don't have to open your mind much. Just being willing to have something better than what you have is all that's required. And everything beyond that, you can hand over to your helpers to help you. Now, you can call them your helpers. You can say the universe. You can say the universe of your thoughts. It's all integrated. Your helpers are helping you in an integrated fashion. They're not aware of the specificity. That's you. They're aware of the generality, the unconditional love, the fact that everything that is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Literally everything without exception. That you yourself may be very much in contradiction to that fact, that you yourself may be thinking, no, that's not happening for me. That's happening against me, and I don't like it, and I want it to change and stop right now. And I'm resentful of the fact that it happened, and I feel betrayed, and I want it to be obliterated from the face of the earth immediately, if not sooner. They're not aware of any of that. They're aware of the fact that you have conflicting thoughts about things, but they don't know the nature of those conflicts, which is good. Because you have raw power on your side that you hardly ever really truly tap into. Even those of you who think you really are, you still have it. Not as much as you can. And we're not saying that it's a competition or that you should do more. We're just saying, as good as this is, it's only getting better. So today is the day of your great good. And your helpers are right here with you. They're with you. And they're aware of the great good. They don't know the specifics, but they do know it's happening. And they know it's happening, and they know it's happening unambiguously. And that unambiguous, that lack of any conflict, that lack of any doubt, that clear, pure, unadulterated, absolute certainty of your present moment power is what is the most astonishing helpfulness that your helpers will ever bring you. Now, how the details work themselves out, your helpers don't help you with that. But what they do is they take your thoughts about what you want more of, and they amplify these things. but they amplify them, unlike with you, where you're like, well, maybe it will, maybe it won't, I'm not sure. They're like, oh yeah, it's done. Oh no, it's done. It's done. Without commentary, without question, without needing to be justified, without needing to be explained. Oh yeah, it's done. So, the final thing we're going to bring to the table here today is two suggestions. One is that you do walk around and say, this reality is happening courtesy of my helpers. This is all stabilized because of my helpers. Gravity is in play because of my helpers. Breathable oxygen and nitrogen is happening for me on my behalf and to my benefit because of my helpers. This tree is here because of my helpers, and that plant, that flower, that wave, that cloud, that book, that table, that chair, that lamp, that floor, that ceiling, that wall, that window, these things are all here because of my helpers. And that's true. Your helpers are part of all of the things that are happening here. Their help is integrated into your experience. And that's kind of background at this moment. It's kind of background noise. Not noise, but you're aware of this, even if you don't think about it. You're still aware of it. And even our bringing it to the table is probably not going to generate enough contrast for it to get really clear that this is what's going on. In the same way that unconditional love doesn't have any contrast, and so you don't know what it feels like because you've never been its, had the experience of its absence. So you have nothing to compare it to. Your helpers, however, you do have something to compare to, and that is your cultivated idea of being alone and powerless. That there's contrast to, but they do not alleviate you of that dilemma. They just simply are present with you. And by noticing and calling it out and walking about and ridiculously saying, that chair is courtesy of my helpers, and that table is courtesy of my helpers, and that window is courtesy of my helpers, because it is rather ridiculous. But what it does is it begins to generate thoughts. You begin to amplify thoughts that will then extend out and bring you back new and delicious pieces of data that further amplify what you're declaring. So that's great. And we do recommend you do it. But there's another thing we recommend you do. The next thing that arises that irritates you, just say, helpers, take this and see what happens. That's all. Those are our two suggestions for today. Take them, play with them, reject them, use them, modify them, do what you will with them. But those are our suggestions. You have no need to carry any burden. You can hand it over to your helpers and they will carry it for you. They won't, in fact, carry it for you. What they will do is they will affirm the truth of who you are. And this will become clear. And this will become obvious if you're willing to see it. But first, just start off by saying, this thing that irritates me, this thing that frustrates me, this thing that scares me, this thing that angers me, take this. Hand it to them. Give it to them. And know that they will help you not fix this, but see rightly. You do have to be willing, though. So, the final thing we'll say here today is that as wonderful and as delicious and as delightful and as powerful as all of this is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.